Good morning. I'm speaking with Nathan Vandeveer, who is the former general manager of the University of Arkansas Little Rock Public Radio, and since 2023, our KBOO station manager. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with us today.
Hi, Lori. Thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate the work you do on Old Mole Variety Hour, and thanks for being part of KBOO.
Well, thank you. First, Nathan, I know I speak for many KBOO volunteers who thank you for your service. Working as station manager is very demanding and challenging. So thanks for all you do to help keep KBOO on the air. Well,
Well, thank you.
let's talk about the CPB cuts. As most listeners know, Trump's Republican Congress cut funding to the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, which had to shut down, which is the first time since it was created by Congress in 1967. There have been cuts to the CPB, and the CPB has sometimes cut KBOO's funding, but this is the first time the institution has actually had to shut down since it was created. So this has really devastated community radio stations across the country. CPB funds about 1,500 locally operated public media stations, including KBOO. And before we talk about the First Amendment issues involved with cuts to public media, tell us what are the immediate impacts of the CPB cuts to KBOO's budget?
Well, the most immediate impact of the CPB cuts to KBOO's budget would be the loss of our community service grant, which is what folks might think of as the federal funding that public radio and community radio stations might receive from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting if they receive a grant. So you have to apply for it. But yeah, that would be considered our federal funding. And so we'll lose that grant for CPBs funded 2 years in advance. And so we had the grant this year in fiscal year 25, but we won't be able to look forward to having it in FY 26 and FY 27, basically. And then I think, obviously, if you don't have CPB for 2 years, then the likelihood of it coming back seems like it would get lower and lower as you move forward. But all that said, the immediate impact for fiscal year 25, we received $110,000 in a community service grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And I think for FY26, we didn't have the exact figures from CPB yet, but figuring things out ourselves, and there's always a little bit of estimation there until you get the numbers from CPB, but we think we would have gotten that to about 119,000 for FY26 because our fundraising is going in a good direction, and in some of our financial practices are moving in a good direction as well. So we were looking at a little bit of an increase, but yeah, so definitely that's we know we'd lose about $110,000, but it might have been almost $120,000 that we would have received. And we tried to budget conservatively, planning for more expenses. Where we have to estimate, we want to estimate a little bit high on what those expenses might be. And so when we're estimating the operating budget, that's say about 10% of our budget. But then by the end of the fiscal year, it's often like a little bit less than 10% of the budget. But lately, in terms of our revenue budget, it is a bit higher than 10%. It's probably represents more like 12 to 14% of our revenue as we work to improve we're in a deficit budget at the moment, and we're working to move out of that. So the revenue that we receive from CPB covers about 10% of our costs, but it represents a little bit more than that in our revenue. So it's a big impact. It won't cause us to shut down, but it will cause us to have to think about doing things differently and really scramble and then try to make some more long-term plans as we see how the next year unfolds.
Well, 10% may not sound like much, or 100,000 may not sound like a whole lot of money to people who work for other nonprofits, but it really is significant to KBOO, which has always operated a bare bones budget. And like you mentioned, the deficit spending in recent years, I'm sure trying to address a number of issues that have faced the building. KBOO is fortunate in that it owns its own building, but what are some of the challenges that have emerged with the physical structure?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's definitely, always challenges, with the building. As anybody who rents or owns a home would know, there's always things that come up. But yeah, we have three HVAC units that service all the spaces in the building, and we replaced two of those a couple of years ago, which was great. However, there is some damage to our ductwork that needs to be fixed at some point, and that's a significant cost. We also experienced a sewer line clog earlier this summer, and we're working to get that fixed. And that's also a significant expense that's come up, and something that, as a building owner, we're on the hook to pay for. Hopefully insurance will cover some of it, but this specific issue seems to be out of complete insurance coverage. So it's going to be a significant expense. I think right now we're at about $30,000 on the sewer line replacement. And then we, on the estimate for the, we received an estimate. We need to get more estimates. So this was probably a pretty high estimate, but the estimate on fixing the ductwork was about 55,000. So that's something that's a pretty big consideration. But I mean, the ductwork's a different situation than the sewer line, because things are mostly still working, but it's just one of those things you gotta think about how to deal with down the road.
Yeah, so those are two very urgent kinds of repairs that need to take place for listeners who may need to help contribute to these very specific demands of the station. Nathan, aside from the budget cuts affecting individual stations like KABU, what are the broader implications of these cuts facing, well, in reducing the prospects for independent public media that serve diverse communities?
Yeah, I mean, media is expensive, especially broadcast media is expensive. And I mean, TV is much more expensive than radio, even, but these are resource intensive operations. And, if we want to live in a society where folks have a voice that's not based off of their wealth, then it's good for us to support that. And, CPB was one of the ways that, through the Public Broadcasting Act of, I think, 1972, our nation had decided to help lift up those folks who would not otherwise have services that covered the issues that were affecting them or covered the matters that were of importance to them. And I mean, also, there was the matter of, quality of content, especially like with the Public Broadcasting Act, thinking about like content for children. There was like a lot of commercial content that folks felt was not like the best, but I think that also extends to news content and, news. I mean, we have great newspapers, we have great television stations, and we have great general news outlets in the US that are commercial, but having that perspective of a non-commercial outlet is incredibly important, because there are some times when commercial media can do a better job, and there's some times when non-commercial media can do a better job and has fewer obligations to specific interests, because it's funded by more people collectively than a few advertisers, essentially, or like a group of large advertisers. So it's public media and community media provide a platform that is of the people in a way that I think, is being attacked right now.
Well, it also seems important for community radio to hang on to their bands. KABU's on the left side of the radio dial. The airwaves are so important for preserving for communities, because otherwise corporations, or especially right-wing and religious groups, will take over those airwaves. And we'll have fewer and fewer of these kinds of public voices that will stand up against these right-wing agendas.
Indeed, part of where what you're talking about, where I think what you're talking about really hits the ground, is that for a station like KABU, is that the cost of obtaining signals is incredibly expensive, and it's much more expensive than maintaining a signal that you already have. And if, we were to lose the KABU signal, which is not something that we're concerned of in the near future, but could be something that we need to think about down the road and plan to prevent. But if we were to lose the signal, I mean, it would go to somebody who could afford it, and that might be a specific interest that is not representative of the values and the views that we've provided to the community here on KBOO. And, values and views that, are not as readily available on broadcast media.
And it seems like as the media conglomerates have, really absorbed more and more of the media in the country, there's less and less space for alternative voices to reach the public. And I know with the CPB cuts that many tribal and small community stations will probably lose their bandwidth because of or their signals because they depended much more than KBOO does on CPB.
Yeah, I agree. The smallest stations are the ones that are going to suffer the most from these cuts. They're the stations where the highest percentage of their revenue and their budget is funded by their community service grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And that's money that has just vanished. And I know, South Dakota had a Republican lawmaker who is supportive of public media, but there was some sort of deal to provide some sort of funding, I think, for I think I remember seeing the number 29 native stations as a way to get that lawmaker to vote for the rescission bill. And I'm not sure what will come of that. I'm not sure how that funding's going to be, going to be provided to those stations. So even though, some of those stations might see a little bit of relief, it's not many. And it's unclear, how they will get that relief or what'll end up actually happening. But yeah, I mean, the smallest stations are the ones that are going to have the toughest time, and those are the places, they're in places that really need broadcast radio coverage, and don't have a lot of variety in the radio that they do have.
I spoke with Gene Bradley last week, who served on the KBOO board and finance committee for many years, as you know. And he told me about other times in KBOO's history when CPB funding was withdrawn, especially in the late 1990s. And this might give us some hope here at KBOO. He said that members really stepped up and the station was able to increase its funding and membership levels once the area recognized there were specific needs. So what can listeners do to help out KBOO at this time?
Oh yeah, well, we're in our fall fund drive right now, and part of the message is the loss of CPB funding that we're focusing on in this drive. But it's also, the theme is KBOO Out Loud, and one of the ways that KBOO has been out loud in the past is its independence. And that independence is directly because of its listeners and its members and those individuals who support us. And I'm definitely talking about individuals like you and me, Lori, and folks listening to this who give a little bit each month or once a year. They give what they can. And the best way to do that right now is by going to kboo.fm/donate and filling out the donation form. And we ask folks, if you can, to give monthly. That helps us have a stable and reliable source of income in smaller installments throughout the year. But if you can only give once, any amount that you can give will matter. That independence is driven by the number of individuals who give to KBOO. So if you value KBOO and if you value independent voices in the media, and one of the most important things about KBOO to me is it's a space where folks who live in the community or who are members of a various other community that's part of a broader community can come and create media for others to let them know what's going on in their community with their friends and with their group of people, and can also let everybody else know what the big issues are in ways that are affecting people directly. And that's possible because of independence, and it's possible because of our large source of funding from individuals, a large network of funding from a large number of individuals. So who might not necessarily be giving like a huge amount, but who give what they can. And again, yeah, kboo.fm/give. And there's more information about all of that there as well.
Well, we'll be announcing that, of course, throughout the Old Mole Variety Hour. And I agree, KBOO is such a beloved institution in Portland, and maybe we should boast that Willamette Week just named it the most popular radio station in the city. And I have felt since I've lived here
Indeed.
in, for a couple of decades that I think it really makes a difference in the quality of life here, having access to alternative political and music programming, and so important for Portland's progressive organizing and community building.
On the public affairs programming side, discussion is so important for us as individuals to learn about what's going on in our communities and to talk through issues that are affecting us, to just to voice how that's affecting us and to think through solutions. And to be able to do that on a very local level, the way that we are at KBOO is special. It shouldn't be special, but it is, and it's something that we want to protect. And on the music side, there's a lot of money in guiding what music plays on on commercial media, and so it's really great to have another source to hear music that's selected by an individual who loves that music and who is sharing that with their community out of an act of love, basically, and just enthusiasm. And so, having that here in Portland, there are, many places have community radio stations. I like to think that KBOO is very special amongst community radio stations, and that's all because of the people that support it and that participate in it.
Well, Nathan, you formerly managed a two-station university organization that included the local NPR affiliate and a classical music radio station in Little Rock, Arkansas, before you came to KBOO. What have you observed are the differences in the community and the public radio model, public radio service model?
So I feel like, sometimes I have like a different view of things because I've been inside of it, as part of my career and stuff. And so it's a little bit different view than what folks have listening, on the outside sometimes. But what I've seen is public radio provides a more unified or uniform service. And it's a bit more, it is funded by individuals in the same way that KBOO is. So it's not necessarily commercial, but it is a bit more uniformed and a bit more like, business-like approach to identifying content that is appealing to a broader audience and trying to find something that's a little bit more, that's going to get more listeners, essentially. And I do see value, significant value in the public radio system as part of the ecosystem. And, I support public radio still and I love it. But the difference with community radio is that we're providing that space where folks can go directly to engage with media. And as individuals, we're going to identify things faster and we're going to be able to think through problems and situations our communities are going through faster than a more unified service might be able to. So all of us getting together and talking about what's going on in the world on KBOO is a valuable part of the media ecosystem, which is a little bit different than what public media is doing.
Well, it seems to me public media also restricts content, that it's more managed, that it is that it avoids anything that might be viewed as controversial, however controversy might be defined. And outlets like KPFA or KBOO are much more inclined and able to broadcast differing perspectives that are critical of US foreign policy, for example. And so I see that as another big difference. I know that Jean Bradley mentioned part of the reason why the Portland area came together to support KBOO after CPB cuts in the 1990s was the Iraq War. And there were no other media outlets that were critiquing the rush to war. And so people knew that KBOO was that one voice that was protesting the war and providing information about how people could oppose the war. And so I think that's another really critical value of independent community radio.
I
Well,
agree. In my life in public media, I was involved in a few controversies of content that we were sharing. So it does happen to public media, but I do see what you're saying. And yes, especially like in the national news coverage, you do hear a difference. And yes, KBOO is definitely not afraid to speak truth to power. And I mean, that's what's so important about it.
well, thank you so much, Nathan Vandiver, for talking with us today and for your work as KBOO station manager. And we will again make that plea for listeners to support KABU in any way possible. Please contribute whatever you might be able to. Thanks again, Nathan.
Thank you so much, Lori.
Take care.